News Radio, KFGO.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
Stream it. How about some stuff you can see from the comfort of your own home? Because movie theaters don't really seem to be staying open, if they even open back up.
Okay, but can we talk about what movies are, you know, this isn't, I know this isn't part of Stream It, but just...
This is exciting, though. It's very exciting to hear some of these names back as the number one movie in America.
Okay, a look at the list of recent box office favorites reads more like your VHS tape collection. Okay, for example, the second week in July, Empire Strikes Back was the top movie 40 years after its release. On the July 4th weekend, as JJ says, one of the biggest weekends... Right, for new movies?
Huge.
The top movie was Ghostbusters, returning after a 36-year break. And in late June, as we've talked about before, the top movie was Jurassic Park, originally released in 1993.
I mean, those are some of my favorite movies. Grease was also one of, like, the top five movies for five weekends in a row.
Yes. And
it is fun to see those things on the big screen, and I do love that. Also, don't forget... supporting your local movie theater, even by going and buying popcorn from them when they do the drive-through popcorns, is very important.
And it's delicious.
It is delicious.
It's important and it's delicious. There are only about 1,000 U.S. theaters open right now, including 300 drive-ins. So hard to find a theater right now.
It is cool the drive-ins are there. You know that person, that cranky old farmer who had a drive-in screen at the end of their field, and they're like, why don't you tear that down, Birdie? And he's like, nope, I'm going to keep, one day they'll come back. Ah, you're crazy. And then all of a sudden in April.
All of a sudden, boom.
It's the hottest place in town.
There you go.
All right. So I told Amy Eiler to watch the show Mad Men. So did Eric Johnson. She finally did. And she fell in love with all of these wonderful characters. But the actors and actresses behind the characters have had some really amazing movies outside of the show Mad Men. So this is the Mad Men movies edition of Stream It. So let's start with Don Draper, John Hamm himself. John Hamm is the lead. He played the main character in Mad Men. And I have two recommendations for you. And I see Eric Johnson, and you pop over here, buddy. I want you to cop on this mic.
You get in on this, EHJ.
So I'm going to start by recommending the movie Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood. It is the biopic of Richard Jewell, the man who called in the bomb at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics and was then thought of as the bomber. They thought he had a hand in it. It is a very intense movie, and what I like about this is it shows the aftermath. It's really easy to vilify somebody and to read a headline and think that person is just absolutely evil, and of course they did it. But when it finally comes out that he's not the bomber and he's an innocent dude, well, that gets buried on, you know, laid on the list in the papers. And I found it to just be a great movie. John Hamm plays a rather nefarious FBI agent in it, and you can watch that on Amazon. You can rent it there. Google Play, Vudu has it. But let's talk about one of the most inventive movies of the last 20 years. It's one of Eric's favorite.
Yeah, and as soon as JJ said his theme, I was like, I hope one that we talked about a lot a couple weeks ago is on this list, because I love the movie Baby Driver. Baby Driver, directed by Edgar Wright, who did the Coronado series, so Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World's End, starring Simon Pegg and
Nick Frost.
Yeah, and love him. He is, in my opinion, one of the greatest directors at the needle drop, at putting music in the perfect moment, in the perfect scene in a film.
Oh, and this movie is based all around it. So it's a pretty simple story. It is about a team who has bank heists and postal service heists, and it's a crime drama. And what I like about it is the main character has tinnitus.
Yes.
And has to listen to music all the time. Otherwise, that ringing in his ear just kind of messes him up mentally. And so music guides every moment of this movie. And it is just, incredible. I also think it's probably the best car chase sequences I have seen out of like Bullet.
Yeah, the opening car chase is amazing, choreographed perfectly, shot amazingly. And a fun fact, one of the songs that he wanted to use was perfect for a scene was too short. So he wrote into the script a switchover where the driver had to rewind the song to get it back into the moment that he needed for the scene. This is all because the song was about a minute too short for the scene. So he wrote that in.
Wow.
That's how intense he was about the song for the moment for the scene.
John Hamm in this plays one of the robbers, and he and his wife are just kind of these out of their mind, crazy, like, let's do this. But John Hamm shows some real dramatic acting in this. There are some of the most tense moments I've ever seen in a movie.
The cafe scene at the end.
Oh, man.
They're at a diner at the end. I don't want to say any spoilers for people that haven't seen it, but it is some of the most intense acting. Edge of your seat makes you feel uncomfortably that he is threatening, just ominous.
Yeah, you'll hold your breath several times in this
movie. And that's the crazy thing about John Hamm specifically, is his range as an actor is unparalleled.
Oh, he can be hilarious. He can
goofy,
be dramatic.
Serious.
You look at him in Bridesmaids versus Baby Driver. It's great stuff. So Richard Jewell, again, you can watch that on Amazon, Google Play, or Vudu. Baby Driver, it's on the FX Now app. So if you download that, you can watch it. Also, just buy the soundtrack. You don't even have to take my word for it. It is a little bit of everything for everyone. You get everything from Beck to some 1950s standards
T-Rex,
and some R&B.
Queen plays a huge role. They actually got the rights to the song Baby Driver.
Yeah.
So that is featured in there. Brighton Rock by Queen plays an excellent role in it, too.
It's really good. In fact, Eric stumped me on that one when we were playing it. And I went back and I was like, oh, I got to hang my head in shame. I couldn't pick this up. Other people in this, Rich Summer, who plays the character of Harry Crane, one of their salespeople who end up moving on to be the head of television on Mad Men, is in a movie called A Crooked Somebody, which had one of its premieres at the Fargo Film Festival. It's currently on Hulu. It's a really interesting story. So he plays a guy who claims to be psychic, and he claims to be able to read your energy and help you make decisions, and people pay money. He sets up chairs in a hotel ballroom, and he's got a plant in there. Well, on one night, he's kidnapped, and a gentleman is asking him to convene with the dead to apologize because he has murdered some people. Now, he takes this information, and he convinces this guy not to kill him, and he's going to now use it to say, I'm psychic, I can figure out where these bodies have been hidden for decades. And this criminal hasn't exactly told him everything he needs to know. So it's this balancing act of him trying to keep this man who's extremely mentally unstable there until he can figure out what goes on. It is all about trying to pull the wool over the eyes of this small community. And is he a good enough con man? Is he going to get caught in the end? Great performance by Rich Summer in this, who also taught at Concordia and at Trollwood. So a nice little local connection there.
Love that.
It's a movie that's going to keep you guessing until the very end because he's the main character, but he's also the bad guy. So it's hard because you're kind of rooting for him at one point, and you don't want him to have to go back to like his old life of being an accountant. It is a great movie. A Crooked Somebody is on Hulu. Let's take a deeper dive. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying stars Robert Morse, who played Bert Cooper. He was a Broadway legend, and even in the show they let him have a musical number. This is one of the all-time greatest musicals, and if you live in an office, or if you work in an office, well, sometimes it feels like you live in an office. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying is a ton of fun. You can rent that on Apple TV, Amazon, and Vudu. It is the story of a young man who starts out in the mailroom, and he has a book that says How to Succeed in Business, and it's about how within 3 weeks of working at this company, he becomes the president of it, and how to balance your relationship when you're dating someone from the secretarial pool, and how to kiss up to your boss who is a groundhog, and you find out what college they went to, and you pretend you went to that same college. It is a great movie. It's a ton of fun, lots of fun to watch. And then I picked a movie called Egg, that stars Christina Hendricks, who played Joan Harris. This is on Amazon Prime or Hulu. It's a comedy about babies. So it all takes place in one night, and it's a New York couple who have decided that they're going to use a surrogate to have a baby. they invite over their friends who are kind of hippie yuppies who are already pregnant. And in the evening, you find out a lot about these people. You find out the fears of starting a family and, gosh, you know, I can't keep my life together. Am I worthy to be a parent to somebody? It is just, it's a dark comedy about making that decision to start a family. And it's, you know, New York yuppie folk. So it's a little removed from where we are, right. But it is a very, very funny movie. It's got a dark sense of humor. If you had a discussion with your loved one and said, like, let's try for a baby now. Well, why don't we try a little bit later? Don't you love me? this movie is right up your alley. It's called Egg. And then I want to just throw this one out there. A gentleman named Alan Parker, who is a director, passed away today. And Alan Parker is known to a lot of people for kind of these underground movies that have cult status, like The Commitments. He directed the movie Evita, Angela's Ashes, Midnight Express was a good one, Mississippi Burning. But I want to call out what is easily in my top five favorite movies of all time, and you can stream it via Hoopla, which is the free streaming service that you connect to your library card. So if you have a library card, you can watch all these movies for free on Hoopla. It's called The Road to Wellville, and it is a movie about the sanitarium craze in the late 1800s, when people would take a whole month off and go to these places that were beacons of health. John Harvey Kellogg, the man who invented Kellogg's, not the cornflakes you know, no sugar, mm-hmm. just straight up cornflakes, had one of these sanitariums in Battle Creek, Michigan, which is also known as the cereal capital of the world. The movie has Matthew Broderick, Anthony Hopkins, Dana Carvey, John Cusack. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the list goes – Cole Meany. The list goes on and on and on. And it is about these – Matthew Broderick and his wife go to one of these sanitariums to get healthy, but people seem to be dying all around them. It is all based off of real fact. So, for example – during breakfast, you had to do a thing called Fletcherize, which was about how many times you chewed your food before you swallowed it. And so they had little songs, chew, 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 that is the thing to do. They used laughter therapy. This is when they were experimenting with the weirdest kind of health concoction. So, for example, they'd put you in a bathtub, and then they'd put in, like, electrode, like, shock in there, and they like, oh, turn it up, turn it up. It is bizarre. It is so weird. I love this movie. It is hilarious. And you can watch that on Hoopla. So nothing to do with Mad Men, but rest in peace, Alan Parker. You brought a lot of great stuff to me. That is so much stuff. If you missed any of it, don't worry. It's going to be podcast at KFGO.com.
Do you want to just run down the names real quick?
You got
like?
It. Okay. Richard Jewell stars John Hamm. You can watch that on Amazon, Google Play, or Vudu. You're renting it. Baby Driver is on the FX Now app that also stars John Hamm. Egg stars Christina Hendricks, and that is on Amazon Prime or Hulu. A Crooked Somebody with Rich Summer is on Hulu. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, that is on Apple TV, Amazon, or Vudu. Last, certainly not least, The Road to Wellville, directed by Alan Parker, is on Hoopla. Yikes.
Good work.
I'm sweaty.
Take a break.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. Rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love.